The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Retold by F.H. Cornish.
Chapter 5. Becky Thatcher. Tom went into the school. He was very late. The teacher was angry. The girl with yellow hair and blue eyes was in the room. Tom sat down next to her.
"I'm Tom Sawyer. What's your name?" he said.
"Becky Thatcher," she replied. "I'm Jeff Thatcher's cousin. My father is a judge. We have come to live in St. Petersburg."
Tom knew about Judge Thatcher. He was a very important man. Tom wanted Becky to like him. He drew a picture of a house on a piece of paper.
"That's good," said Becky. "Now draw a man."
Tom drew a picture of a man in front of the house. The man was bigger than the house.
"That's very good, Tom," said Becky. "Now, draw me."
Tom drew a picture of Becky. It was not very good.
"That's very good, Tom," said Becky. "I want to draw. Please, will you teach me?"
"I'll teach you at lunchtime," said Tom.
Then he wrote, "I love you," on the picture.
"You're a bad boy, Tom,"
said Becky, and she smiled at him. At lunchtime, Tom and Becky sat together. Tom was Becky's teacher. He drew a house. Then she drew a house. It was not a very good picture. Soon, Tom was bored with drawing.
"Becky," said Tom, "let's get engaged. I say, 'I love you,' to you. Then you say, 'I love you,' to me. Then we kiss, and we're engaged. Then one day, we will get married."
"Please, Becky, it's wonderful to get engaged."
Tom smiled at Becky.
"I love you," he said.
Becky did not speak for a minute. Then she spoke very quietly.
"I love you," she said.
She stood up quickly.
"But don't tell anybody, Tom."
Tom stood up too. Then he kissed Becky.
"Now," he said, "we're engaged, and I can't marry anybody else. And you can't ever marry anybody else. And we must walk to school together always."
"That's good," said Becky.
"Yes, it is," said Tom. "Amy Lawrence and I..."
Tom stopped speaking, but it was too late.
"Oh, Tom," said Becky, "were you engaged to Amy Lawrence?"
And she started to cry.
"Becky! Becky," said Tom, "I'm not engaged to her now. I don't like her now."
Becky did not reply. She cried and cried.
"Becky, I'll give you my metal door handle," said Tom.
He gave it to her, but Becky cried and cried. Tom did not know what to do. At last he ran out of the school. Becky cried for a few minutes longer. Then she stopped. Where was Tom? She ran to the door.
"Tom! Tom!"
she shouted. But Tom did not reply. Becky started to cry again.